Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. President Joe Biden is self-isolating at home after testing positive for COVID as rival Donald Trump gets ready to cap the final night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Though Biden has been somewhat out of the spotlight during the RNC, concerns over his physical and mental health continue to percolate within Democratic ranks. But Minnesota DFL party chair Ken Martin says,
I'm riding with Biden, as is our party, and in about a month's time, he'll be nominated in Chicago.
Incoming Republican National Committeeman for Minnesota A.K. Kamara says all of the energy is on the side of Trump and the Republican Party.
The Democrats have lost all energy. They are not at all united, and they're about to have a raucous convention in Chicago that I think is going to be a spectacle for the whole nation to see.
Democrats have been trying to schedule a vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and J.D. Vance, but the Trump campaign won't commit to a date before the Democratic National Convention. More than half of the back-to-school and college shoppers in the state are already buying items for the upcoming school year. Bruce Neustadt of the Minnesota Retailers Association says,
the average Minnesotan will spend about $875. That's if you have a child or children, elementary school through high school. And then that's actually the back-to-college shopping is quite a bit larger. It's about $1,350.
Neustadt says clothing, shoes, classroom supplies, and electronics are the top back-to-school buys. And a St. Cloud man is charged with felony assault for allegedly pointing a loaded handgun at two teenagers Sunday night. The complaint says 41-year-old Corey Self initially pointed a green laser at the 14 and 17-year-olds from an apartment window. The kids told police they went to the window and asked Self to stop when he opened the blinds and pointed a black handgun at them. Self was reportedly drunk at the time. Hospitalizations due to a new COVID-19 variant are on the rise, but why now? The Minnesota Department of Health Stephanie Meyer says an explanation for those vaccinated is that immunity can wane over time, and recent weather hasn't been any help either.
Rainy days and high heat and humidity, it might have driven more of us toward indoor activities. We might have less air circulation, poor ventilation, more crowding.
Meyer notes the virus also continues to evolve, causing more disease and circulation in our communities. The group most affected is adults over 65 years old. And the Minnesota DNR plans to honor a Brainerd helicopter pilot for her efforts in rescuing canoeists in the Boundary Waters canoe area in May. Grace Zeller will be presented with the life-saving award during a ceremony later this month. Officials say Zeller helped get two injured canoeists to safety after an incident in the BWCA at Curtin Falls that left two others dead. This is MNN.